Like Vicky said, I was very honored to get recognized. And secondly, I was even more excited to see that my nonprofit that Leanne and I started was one of the recipients, because that means a lot to me as well. And as Leanne said, a lot of the companies represented here actually work with us. Because we started with the people that we knew, there's a lot of entertainment and media companies that take our interns and have provided mentors to us. So one thing I want to say is, in my career, I've been in IT my whole life. I've been fortunate to work with a lot of really strong, accomplished women in IT management and throughout the organization. But we're not going to continue to have that if what's happening in the college system continues to happen. And a lot of reason there's groups like Girls Who Code and Coding Bootcamp and STEM Advantages, girls and minorities are not going into these majors anymore. And, you know, Leanne and I hit classrooms all the time trying to get people to join our program, and there'll be one or two girls in a computer science class. And when I went to school, which was obviously a really long time ago, it was 30% then. And so to me, it was really a surprise to see how few students are going into these majors. And we will not have that diverse and inclusive community that Vicky talked about if we don't have students coming into the pipeline. It just makes it so much harder. So, you know, I look to all of you guys to really look at what you can do, and honestly, it can be this small or this big, right? There's all these groups you can partner with. Career fairs at schools, I think, are huge. I think people don't know what IT careers are. They don't realize you can do everything. It's diverse to being a UI designer, to being a project manager, to coding, and everybody in their head thinks it's just coding, and it isn't. And so talking to high school students about what they can do, as we talked about mentoring, taking interns, all those things will increase our pipeline so that we can have that diverse, inclusive community. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy.